Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to chat with Joe Mays, brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC.
What up, Joe?
What's happening, fellas? There's no accountability anymore.
No, there isn't. There's no accountability anymore, right?
Wasn't the drop, though, but you can call anyway. 913-576-7610.
Joe's just messing everybody up.
He just made his own drop. That's good.
Make it fun, right?
Yeah, screwing everybody up. Hey, what would you have done if you were out on that field last night and you were in the middle of that melee that took place?
You know what? If I can be honest with you, fellas,
yep.
I did not watch that game last night. I wasn't interested. Like the Browns or the Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean they're both not really good this year, and it doesn't bring too much fanfare for you to watch a game like that. So I didn't bother even turning the TV on.
All right, so you're not alone on this one. Nobody watched that game last night, obviously. But the last 8 seconds, the quarterback Mason Rudolph gets his helmet ripped off by Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett takes the helmet, smashes Mason Rudolph upside the head. Marquise Pouncey starts to kick and punch and destroy Myles Garrett. Benches clear, fight on the field, coaches are out on the field. A melee in Cleveland took place last night. If you're out on the field and another dude takes the helmet off your quarterback and smacks him upside the head, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing the same thing Pouncey did. I mean, I might even body slam him and then proceed to take his helmet off so he can really feel those punches. So, I think that, you know what, when something like that happens, man, that kind of takes me back to real football. And I'm just being honest. I think, to see those guys, to see the passion and the aggression and the different things that they're doing, especially during a time like that when it comes to those fights, I mean, that just takes me back to the old school football days, man, where we really, really enjoy watching. And, you know, some people may not like it, but, you know, that's just the aggressive nature of an NFL player.
You know, they're obviously talking about a year-long, or the rest of the year, I shouldn't say year-long, but the rest of the year, Myles Garrett going to be suspended from the NFL. Is that a fair punishment to make him sit out the final five games of this season
because of
swinging the helmet?
I think so, man. I mean, of course, you know, nothing like that can be accepted, you know, in the game today. You can't snatch off a quarterback. Matter of fact, you can't do anything to a quarterback, so... You know, snatching off his helmet and hitting him with it, I mean, that he's better be lucky that he's not, you know, banned from the NFL, period, because they're not going to allow that to happen to their quarterbacks in the league today.
Have you ever been involved in anything like that? Not to that extent, obviously, on the field, but where there was, like, a legit fisticuffs where you were ready to go?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, those games like that happen all the time, you know, especially the rivalry games, which – you know, the Browns and the Steelers, that's an AFC North game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you guys already know, I played in the AFC West, and every single time you play the Raiders, you're just about bound to get into something like that. And sometimes even when, you know, playing against the Chiefs, you know, you get into a little scuffle. The benches want to clear, and, you know, that's where the fight pursues. So, yeah, I've been in a couple different scuffles where, you know, you really have to prepare yourself for something nasty.
It is old school. This one seems very extreme, and I think that's where the reaction has come in today, that the almost like the fighting is okay, Joe, because that happens. Emotions get up, but the helmet pulled off and then kind of the roundhouse with that helmet really could have seriously injured Mason Rudolph.
Yes, definitely. You know, I said it earlier about the, you know, take you back to you know, the old school days of football. It does, but then again, when you get into the situations like that where you can seriously, seriously hurt someone, especially a quarterback, a young guy such as Mason Rudolph, I mean, that's not acceptable. So, you know, the NFL, they're going to make an example out of Myles Garrett, and he's not going to like it. The Browns not going to like it. The fans are not going to like it, but it's going to have to be accepted because of his actions.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Joe Mays with us here on 610 Sports Radio, brought to you by the Leia Center, located at 601 Walnut, downtown KC. Get your cryo on, your massage on, whatever you need. They'll take care of you down there. And Joe,
there's no accountability anymore. Like, if you're a, I don't know, Browns defender.
Yeah, like you put Miles Garrett in that cryo chamber today to cool him off a little bit, right?
With Joe today, yeah.
I think I might have to send him a message, man. Like, look, hey, Miles, since you got the rest of the gear off, you might as well come visit us. You know, take care of your body. You know, come and chill with me. We can sit down and have some conversations. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I think it'd be really good. how disappointed and angry were you to see that defense kind of take that step back the way that they did against Tennessee?
All right, so would you be surprised if I told you that I wasn't disappointed or angry?
I would say
yes.
I would say I would be surprised if you weren't angry, but disappointed, I guess. All right, fine. But angry, yeah. I think angry I would be shocked at, yeah.
You know what? I'm neither. Because, okay, I'll put it to you like this. Whenever the defense is on the field and the game is on the line, I'm optimistic as a fan. I'm optimistic that they're going to get the stops, that they're going to, you know, win the game. Like, you know, that's like every other fan. That's how you're supposed to think, right? But then again, I look back at, you know, them being in these situations over the past few years. Every single time they're in a situation, it's always one thing or another that, you know, that happens, and somehow, some way, they give the game away, whether it's a busted coverage, whether it's, you know, a missed assignment, someone tripping over their feet, someone missing a tackle. Like, these type of things tends to always happen when it's late in the game and the game is on the line, right? Especially when it comes with the Chiefs. So it didn't surprise me. You know, I was expecting them to do better, but them by them giving the game away, it didn't surprise me, because those type of things, it tends to happen way too often when it comes to the Chiefs and defense and trying to win a game at the end of the game. So, I mean, you know, I think they just have to play better early on so that they don't put themselves in this type of situations. And, you know, a lot of people like to, you know, put the blame and the ownership on the defense and, you know, they're not doing this and they're not tackling and different things like that. Well, you know, I would probably say that, you know, Andy Reid being an offensive guy and knowing that his defense isn't playing very well, they would have to do a lot more to keep that defense off the field. Now, granted, I'm saying this, and the defense only played 49 plays in the game. But, you know, during those 49 plays, they gave up 225 yards, right? So, they basically put themselves in a position to not win the game by allowing that offense to come out there and run the ball down their throat and then get them in a late-game situation where, you know, they were able to go down, drive the field, and score a touchdown.
Yeah, I've been saying it all week, and people think I'm nuts, I think, when I say it. Like, 75 plays is too many for the Chiefs offense to be running when you got a defense that can't find its way to get off the field. Instead of, you know, running a five-play drive for 79 yards, make it a seven-play drive for 79 yards, or a drive that takes 4 minutes off the clock instead of 3 minutes off the clock. Like, if you're just a little more conscious and a little bit more patient on offense, I think the defense gets helped out immensely by that.
Absolutely. You know, I was a true fan of the way that they ran the offense when Matt Moore was in the game, because they ran more of a balanced offense. They were able to get the running backs the ball by running the ball a lot more, you know, making it more balanced, making, you know, Matt Moore, you know, taking a little bit of pressure off of him. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, Matt Moore is Mahomes. I'm not saying that by any means. But then again, you know, you don't bring back Mahomes and throw the ball for 50 times out of 78 plays. I mean, that's not something, you know, that you want to do and still win the game. So, yeah, it's great to have one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but you don't need to showcase him every single play.
If you were on the field as a defender, would you be feeling that, or would you have been different than you are now as a fan?
No. Okay. No, I wouldn't. I would hate the fact that they're going out there throwing the ball, you know, 50 plays out of 78. But then again, you know, the league has changed since I played. You know, the teams, they were more inclined to run the ball than throw the ball. But nowadays, it's a passing league. So, you know, that's something where, you know, they're just going to have to take their bumps and bruises as they come. And they seem to take a lot of them when it comes to them throwing the ball a lot more and not necessarily having a more balanced offense.
Joe, thanks for the time. Enjoy the Monday night game. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, man, appreciate you guys having me on, man.
That's Joe Mays. Joe's appearance is brought to you by the Leia Center, located 601 Walnut Street in downtown KC. You can go see Joe there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.